Wer in der Stadt die versteckten Ecken am liebsten hat und wer genau diese weiterhin entdecken möchte, der sollte sich die Schatzkarte Neukölln bzw. die Neukölln-Schatzkarte mal genauer ansehen. Der alternative Stadtteilplan verbindet Nachbarschaften, Bars, Cafés und kleine, aber feine Shops miteinander. Ich begrüße hiermit die Erfinderin der Schatzkarte, Maggie Coker, und die Illustratorin der Idee, Judith Carnaby, ist auch noch mit am Start. Hello to the both of you.
Hi.
Oh, answering in a choir. That's nice. So how are you doing? Everything all right?
Very good, thank you.
Cool. Congratulations to another episode. Let's call it another episode of Neukölln Schatzkarte, a treasure map for Neukölln. How did you come up with the idea?
I think it was pretty much because of the dark winters mm-hmm. in Neukölln, and business, I guess, was struggling a bit. And I have a friend who also has a vintage shop in Neukölln yes. called Feist, and we often used to draw maps sharing customers. Uh-huh. And so, yeah, that the idea was building in my brain, like, oh, I should just do a proper map.
Yeah. So there were people coming to your vintage shop? Called Rag and Bone Man.
Yes, Rag and Bone Man.
Yeah, and they went into there and they did look for something that they couldn't find, and so you drew a map to the next vintage store, kind
exactly.
of.
Exactly, okay. And that was Sandra at Feist, because, we used to say, how are you doing today? And she'd be like, yeah, I'm doing quite good. I'm like, send over some customers. And we were like hand-drawing maps for our customers and just yeah. sharing, and then, you know, just thinking, like, why not have a professional map?
Yeah.
And luckily I knew Judith Carnaby.
Yeah.
She had done the store branding for Rag and Bone Man, and so yeah, I just presented the idea to Judith.
Okay.
And she was like, yeah, I'm more than happy to help out.
I mean, for an illustrator, a treasure map is like a dream job, isn't it?
Haven't you
dreamed about drawing or illustrating a treasure map for years?
Of course, it's a childhood memory. Absolutely. Oh no, it was such a nice opportunity, and not just to do the illustrations, which is just yeah. it's my job, it's a really nice thing yeah. to do, but also to meet some of these people who had these small stores. And yeah. that was so much about it for what Maggie and I talked about at the beginning as well, was how to make connections between these yeah. people. She already was working with some, like Sandra, making connections, yeah. but there were other people as well who yeah. could be discovered, who really are gems of the neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's another aspect of the whole thing too. You're bringing the neighborhood together, right?
Absolutely. I mean, to be honest with you, I really, really enjoy living in Neukölln mm-hmm. and Berlin and Germany in general. And I'm very like community-minded and community-spirited. And I just felt like building up a business network, mm-hmm. it kind of like benefited the small businesses in the community. Mm-hmm. And so doing this map, it's really just, bonded us closer together as yeah. a really good support system.
Yeah, I've read an article about the magazine or the map
yeah.
and your work. And in that article, the author said that you basically know everybody in the area of Neukölln now. You say hi to everybody, you'd be like, yeah. hey, I do.
You walk down the street with Maggie and it's just constant high fives or waves to everyone. It's yeah. quite amazing.
I'm like a granny.
No, I really think that it's so much more important nowadays than it was like maybe 10 to 15 yeah. years ago, when gentrification wasn't happening and it was not as important as it is nowadays that the neighborhood organizes itself, kind yeah. of, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. To say hi to people in the street that yeah. live yeah. in the same area as you, and I think it's something that's been missing.
Yeah.
You have to be quite active yeah. to do that.
It's an enjoyable yeah. feeling, and like I said, it offers a great support network.
Yeah.
And yeah, by, you know, just keeping these small businesses in existence, you're also like, you know, helping families, because yeah. a lot of the clients on the map, they have small children uh-huh. and they happen to live upstairs and they can just walk 5 minutes to their job. So yeah. imagine their business no longer existed. Perhaps they're traveling an hour or two.
Yeah.
So like there's some really like core valued reasons for, you know, supporting the small yeah. businesses.
So how do you choose the shops and the cafes and bars that are to be found in this map? Can owners of a little shop contact you as well, or are you kind of like curating the whole thing?
They absolutely can. I mean, sometimes I stumble upon a small business and I totally fall in love with it, and I'm like, yeah. oh my god, this has to be on the map, it's awesome. And then some people contact
us and they'd be like, no, don't put us there, we don't want to sell anything. No,
well, I totally obviously get the permission of all the owners, yeah. so everybody that's on the map, it's been consented by them. Mm-hmm. And then obviously now, because the map's grown, we get people writing us and saying, hey, can we you know, join the map, but space is very limited.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's difficult. It's quite sad.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a similarity between Flux FM and the Schatzkarte in Neukölln, because as soon as a business is getting too big, you're going to throw them out, right? That's something that we do with bands. Soon as they're too successful, as soon as they start happening in the mainstream, we won't play them anymore. Well, Let the others play them.
Something that's been quite interesting in this shift as well is that some parts of Neukölln are becoming more popular and more well supported by customers in the north of, the north section of Neukölln, Kreuzkölln, if you will.
Yeah.
That's really well supported, and we think that with the Schatzkarte, we can also bring people to different areas of Neukölln, like where Maggie's based, and so down towards Karl-Marx-Straße, further down, and even further south towards Rixdorf.
Yeah. But it's also very important for us to have loyalty to the businesses that supported us from the very beginning. Two and Two, Repeater, The Good Store, all these guys. And because they actually have a higher amount of people traffic, they actually can be supportive in sharing the map to help the smaller businesses. Yeah. So it's kind of a mixture, actually.
Yeah, that's a nice balance.
How's the whole thing financed? Because the map is for free, you can just go and grab it somewhere, but it's made in a beautiful way. You know, it's beautifully illustrated, it's printed.
Offset printing, recycled paper, everything.
It's a pretty expensive production, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, it's with great struggle that we try to get ourselves some partners and sponsors. And luckily, we do have a great sponsor called Nicholas Fink, who is the market planner, and he runs really great markets all around Berlin. And he's come on for the second time to support this initiative, because he's also working with local artists and small businesses on his market store. Yeah. So he really gets the initiative. He's also like a key community supporter and player, so we're so grateful for Nicholas Fink for supporting us.
Thank you Nicholas Fink.
But we do struggle a lot, and we need someone to sponsor us.
So if there's someone in Neukölln, maybe with a little business that's made in a little bit of money, they can jump in on that initiative and then probably finance the next thing. How regularly are you going to put that thing out?
We put them out every summer and winter. Okay. So the summer edition's coming out in the next couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. We're just working on the final touches of the design at the moment, and we'll go to print, and then we'll be ready again for the winter version.
Okay. Yeah. And one can get the map at Rag & Bone Man, obviously.
Rag & Bone Man and all the participating
all the stores. On the map. Yeah.
Also the Neukölln Information Tourist Center that recently has been reopened in Neukölln, so they can also get it there. And then also the Karmark hostel on Karmarkstrasse 169.
It's not on the map. I don't know the map. That's on the map.
We'll make some announcements of where people can actually pick up the map.
Yeah, one can find out via neuköllnschatzkarte.com as well, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Facebook page or the website.
Instagram.
Also, gerne mal vorbeigehen auf facebook.com/neuköllnschatzkarte oder auf neuköllnschatzkarte.com mal gucken, wo ihr diese Schatzkarte bekommen könnt. Wir erfüllen jetzt noch kurz einen Wunsch von Maggie, und zwar haben wir die Smiths mit Girlfriend in a Coma. Und dann sprechen wir gleich noch ein bisschen weiter hier auf Flux FM über die Neukölln Schatzkarte. Die Schmitz auf Flux FM mit Girlfriend in a Coma. Ein Wunsch, den ich der Erfinderin der Neukölln Schatzkarte, Maggie Coker, erfüllt habe. Wir quatschen noch ein bisschen weiter über die Schatzkarte, auf der man kleine, aber feine Geschäfte entdecken kann, Bars, Cafés und lauter bisher unter Umständen unbekannte Ecken Neuköllns. The magazine, when you invented the magazine,
the map, I'm sorry.
who did you have in mind as a reader or as a user of this map? Because I have a feeling it's a mixture. It can be used by tourists as well as people who live in Neukölln all the time.
I mean, primarily it was really for Berliners, mm-hmm. and in particular the Neuköllners, to get in and rally around these small businesses. I mean, there is no age demographic, there's no gender, it's for everyone, because you know, we all like to shop, eat, drink, have ice cream, and
sometimes people need to go for an explore around the neighborhood as just something to guide them.
Lots of
people like to go on explores on the weekend or something like that, and if you have something in your hand that you can hold like this and follow it around, and you know that there are going to be quality things on there, which is what we'd have, then I think it's something that it's a really nice thing.
Yeah, totally. And a funny thing too is that when you live in a big city, sometimes you forget to explore your own keys,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
You'll be like, oh, I have to go to Wannsee or to Marzahn and I'll find out what's happening there. But sometimes it's totally cool to check what's happening right in front of your door.
Absolutely. Support the local economy, you know, where you live.
Berlin Neukölln has dealt with problems like gentrification for years now. And the worst case scenario that I see with that map is that your treasure map shows how nice parts of Neukölln are, and then prices keep going up. Rag and Bone Man is in danger. You can't pay the rent anymore because I know a few people who have actually opened bars in parts of Neukölln 10 to 15 years ago, and now they're being thrown out because they started to upscale the area, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, how will you avoid that?
I mean, again, this is why I keep telling people, like, support your local businesses because you know these people.
Yeah.
They are your friends, sometimes your family. Keep these guys around.
Yeah.
And then there is no danger of having outsiders coming in and who don't actually care about the neighborhood and care nothing about supporting the local economy.
Yeah.
So, like I said, this map was geared towards actually the local community gathering around the small businesses and keeping them in existence.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen, if we're going to blow up and get famous, it's going to get super big. I don't know, but that was never the intention of Judith and I. It was really just to, like, offer that extra support to businesses like mine, which are off the beaten path, and there's no danger of me becoming a billionaire.
Yeah.
And
also a lot of these small businesses that have been running for the last 10 or 15 years, and even in the last 2 years, they still struggle to get people through the door.
Yeah.
And they are bringing really positive things to Neukölln alongside the community that's already there. But they are still struggling for clients and customers because people, as you said, like, either will just go to a mall or go to something else.
Yeah.
So it really depends on what people want to choose, how they choose to spend their money too, and we're about supporting the people in the neighborhoods. So.
Yeah.
And all small businesses, not just the trendy, like, or the fashion stores, but also the butcher and the cheesemaker and you know,
absolutely,
the cobblestone and the woman sewing your clothes, go there too.
Yeah, cool. So tell us a little bit more about the Rag and Bone Man store. What can people buy there? You wearing a beautiful hat. Would I be able to buy a beautiful hat like that at your store?
Yes, you can. You can buy hats, and now we've extended, and we're actually doing rustic wildflowers. So it's like a rustic floral flower delivery service by pedal bike, and we're also doing interior bits, like hanging plant macrames, and of course vintage.
Nice.
So it's a really cute store, and I'm working with some really, really talented craft makers, all women, coincidentally.
But
I think the store is really cute.
Cool. And you can find the store on the internet as well, obviously.
Yeah, we don't actually have a website, unfortunately, but we do have a Facebook page. Yeah.
And that's enough nowadays, I think, right?
Yeah, it works.
And your Facebook page, it's been actualized a lot of times in the last few days, so there's a lot of information that one can get there.
Yeah.
We can see how the new shop looks. There's been an illustrator. She's been doing some new stuff.
Vicky's awesome. She's so talented, and it's an absolute pleasure to have her come along and sort of, like, give that shutter a facelift.
How did you like the facelift, Julia?
Oh, it was great. I'm all about
because you were responsible for the logo, right?
Well, I did the logo, and she's just done beautiful things with that and added to it.
Yeah,
it's absolutely a beautiful collaboration that she's done.
And that's the thing as well, being able to work with talented artists like Victoria and Judith. It's a pleasure.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, cool. And you're bringing them all together. That's something that I really like. So if you're in Neukölln right now, you can probably go and visit the Rag and Bone. No, it's
tomorrow.
Closed now.
Tomorrow from 2 until 7:30.
Okay. Yeah. And that's at Briesestraße 9. What's the next U-Bahn-Station there?
Karl-Marx-Straße.
Okay, alles klar. Also in der Briesestraße 9 findet man den Laden von Maggie, die auch die Neukölln-Schatzkarte erfunden hat. Da kann man gerne mal vorbeigehen, wenn man auf Vintage-Zeug steht. Da gibt es Hüte und Blumen und anderen Vintage-Kram.
Oh,
yeah. Du, Judith, you're part of the Illustrators Illustrated website thingy. What's happening there? I think it's very interesting. It's a discussion about illustrations.
Absolutely. Well, so it's my own project, basically, that is now also, that started from humble beginnings, but is also starting to grow, which has been quite interesting. interesting. And yeah, it's a website on critical discussion of illustration. So I'm an illustrator and I really was missing, so I came through the fine arts and and when I went into illustration, I've been really missing some of that critical feedback, writing and meeting people like you do in the art, in the fine arts, going to gallery openings and stuff. So I decided to start a website that would do that, and it's been a really wonderful thing to get to know both illustrators in Berlin and internationally, because everyone sits in their studio and you know has no has no connection to anyone else, and to get people interacting and to meet people and do interviews has been really and great.
There's trends in illustrating as well that you don't want to miss, right?
There are trends, but also I'm really interested in going beyond trends. Because
But you have to know them, trends.
You have to know to them go to go beyond. Past them.
It's like the rules that you have to know to break them.
Absolutely. And there are lots of websites out there that do focus on trends and what's happening, but I think it's also interesting to be critical of that or and learn from other people as well, not just what's trendy, but how to do things better, or look to illustrators of the past as well and see how that context has changed.
Without Photoshop,
without Illustrator, it's definitely... And there is a lot of that resurgence back. That's one of the trends, you know, is doing everything analog again.
But same in music, by the way.
Yeah.
They're going back to the tape recording and not editing with the computers.
I have to say, two of my studio mates are both watercolor illustrators, or they work with watercolor a lot. And I'm learning so much just observing them across the room, basically seeing how they use the brushes and beautiful pencil lines and things. And that's, for me, really
interesting. And then that website is called Illustrators.
Illustratorsillustrated.com.
Yeah. That's basically, it's easy. For me, it's a bit tricky.
It's a bit of a mouthful, I know.
Also, illustratorsillustrated.com, das ist eine Adresse für Leute, die sich für Illustrationen interessieren und die auch über Illustrationen diskutieren möchten. Die können da gerne vorbeigehen auf der Seite von Judith. Und ansonsten könnt ihr euch über die Neukölln-Schatzkarte weiter informieren unter der Website neuköllnschatzkarte.com. Neukölln natürlich mit OE geschrieben, wie man das so macht im Internet. Und bei facebook.com hinter den Slash einfach auch Neukölln-Schatzkarte schreiben. Auch dann seid ihr auf der richtigen Seite. Maggie and Judith, thanks a lot for visiting.
Thank you so much.
Keep up the good work. Please tell us, or as soon as something's happening with the map, you let us know. We'll talk a little more about it.
Summer's coming out soon.
Coming out soon.
Okay. Thanks a lot for visiting. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.